With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Tomorrow, we will go in the clubhouse with Mike Rizzo. He would be the GM and president of baseball ops of the Washington Nationals. We did see a story that the Nationals are supposedly pursuing Sonny Gray, so we'll see.
Oh, they're in the Sonny Gray market.
Where did you see that?
That was on a website called fansided.com.
Well, let me go. I'm going to Fansided.
So Mike Rizzo is walking down the grocery store aisles and goes, oh, look at that.
Look, it's the Sonny Gray.
The Sonny Gray. He might be available for the right price.
All right, before we do the 5 and 10, which might turn into 5 and 5, let's go to a couple callers here. Joe's in Manassas. Apparently wanted to chime in on Tommy John surgery. Hey, Joe.
Yeah, what's up, Junks? How are we doing today?
What's going on, buddy?
So I was just calling in to talk a little bit about the Tommy John. So I was a pitcher in high school, got drafted by the Texas Rangers, went to junior college down in Greenville, North Carolina, tore tendon in my elbow, the ulnar collateral ligament.
Mm-hmm.
Not one time did I ever feel any soreness or tightness in my forearm at all. I pretty much think that, it's just precautionary. I don't think there's much wrong with Strasburg. I know he's had arm issues before, but I never once felt any issue in my forearm tightness. None of that. It was all up in the elbow.
Yeah. When did you have the surgery? What year?
I never had the surgery, Lurch.
I never had
the surgery. This was back in 2001. It was a little more uncommon, you know, than it is now. More today, it's almost like going into the dentist for a tooth procedure. But that being said, I didn't have the surgery. It was about 60-70% torn. I never had the surgery, and but the whole forearm tightness, it just didn't register with me with Tommy John.
Okay,
right, what was the?
You might be right. I hope you're right.
What was the issue last year that Strasburg had?
Oh, the flexor mass.
Yeah,
that was shoulder. That's not in the form. I get confused with all this stuff.
I think that was more of a shoulder issue. Yeah,
got you. Let's go to Cowboys.
Well, he was on the DL, I believe, twice last year.
We missed the playoffs, right?
Yeah,
yeah. Cowboy Todd.
Hey, what's happening, fellas?
What's up, Cowboy?
Oh, you know, another beautiful day in paradise.
Where are you living these days?
Still in Montross, Virginia.
Montross.
Eric Montross, Virginia.
Yeah, it's actually a nice little town, and it's out in the middle of nowhere. Coon hunt a lot, you know. It's beautiful. It's daggone beautiful out here.
Hey, just to settle two bets, these are actually bets that I made with EB. In February of 2016, I bet that you would not be in jail. Or actually, it was 2015. I bet you wouldn't be in jail for 2 years. Did you go 2 years free?
I went 2 years free. No close calls. We were good to go on that one.
I think you might have had a close call. But
yeah. But you know what? In the bet, it doesn't say close calls.
That's a JP win. But I think I may have lost this bet. I bet that you would not marry the erotic novelist.
And we did get married. Yeah, we got married March 10th.
Okay, that's an EB winner.
Yep.
All right, got to settle that up. With
hey, Cowboys, speaking of bets, when do I get my $100 for the Caps not going to the Stanley Cup?
I tell you what, you want a check, you want a cash, you want to come meet me, we'll drink some beer, I'll give you $100 there.
No, cash. He doesn't want a bouncy check from you.
Yeah, I'll take cash.
He wants cash, and he probably doesn't want to meet you to drink beers.
Who would take a check from you?
Hey, do you have Venmo?
We'll do Walmart to Walmart.
Walmart drop off.
What is that?
I don't even know what he means.
It's like Western Union, but Walmart. It's for poor people. You send cash to, you know.
He can go to the Walmart near him and wire cash to you. You go to the Walmart near you and pick up the cash.
Right.
That's what it sounds like.
Isn't that called a bank transfer? Or Venmo?
Yeah, but it's in Cowboy Todd's world, it's Walmart to Walmart.
Walmart to Walmart.
Yeah. I barely know how to work my bank app. I can't even figure out what I got in my account now.
Well, it's not much. Guarantee it.
All right, we'll figure it out.
All right, yeah, definitely.
But, so what were you calling for today?
Well, me and Skippy, we want our own show. You know, we go to the you know, all the CBT fans and all the fatty fans. You know, they want our own show. We need to make that happen, even if it's on weekends.
Have you CBT now?
Have you talked to Skippy about this?
Yeah, we talked a couple. He said, well, it sounds good, but it'll be over in a week.
Have you guys though ever
probably right
talked on the phone? You're talking about exchanging a tweet.
Yeah, we're talking about tweets.
Yeah, I mean, if you want your own radio show, you probably should talk to each other first.
Well, it's kind of hard. I doubt he's going to give me his number. I don't know. I'll get it off of Bickleberg.
The possibilities are limitless here.
Now, would you?
I would be intrigued.
What kind of show would you want to do? Would it be a sports show or just like a entertainment show, personal show? What would it be?
It'd be slash sports because he's silly on them fatties. And then me talk about, you know, coon hunting, you know, the latest female that got bred, pups on the way. You know, just entertainment, you know, because my life, it's a funny story.
That is true.
You know.
I'll tell you what, I would tune in.
Oh, it'd be fun. I think it'd be a lot better than what I'm doing.
I'd like to give you 30 seconds. Pretend this was the Cowboy Todd show, and you had 30 seconds to talk about the latest in coon hunting. Go.
Late last week I was coon hunting. My dog got the bit. Called the veterinarian, and all she told me to do was give him Benadryl, and we gave him Benadryl. 2 days later, he got rid of the bit. The latest female that's been bred was down in North Carolina. That was Chipper's breed, and she's about to have pups here in 2 months by Mojo's Hound. Over to you, Fatty, or Skippy.
I like how you tossed it over to Skippy.
You tossed it over to Fatty.
I like it.
He actually kind of hit his 30-second post, too.
That's great.
I just don't know how long.
Is that what the coon sounds like?
By the way, Cowboy, send all of your tapes to Chris Kynard at 106.7 The Fan, Half Street, Southeast D.C. He would love to just spend half of a day listening to that.
Along with Cash.
I would actually just hand deliver them.
What's sad is he'll probably have a podcast before we do.
He might. He very well could.
All right. Thank you, Cowboy. Or CBT.
All right, fellas.
CBT. I like the new handle. By the way, before we get into the 5 in 5 or 5 in 10, whatever we're dubbing it at this point, I just told Grant and Danny and everybody in the room they have to start watching Ozark on Netflix.
I've heard a lot of good things about it.
It's great TV. Everybody's sleeping on it.
Jason Bateman?
It's a great TV show. I'm going to be done with it probably by late in the week.
Is this the first season?
Yes.
Give me the one-line plot synopsis.
Jason Bateman launders money for Mexican drug cartel, gets in over his head. There you have it. That's all you need.
Also a new season of Last Chance U on Netflix.
Danny was really hyping that up. It sounds intriguing.
What school?
I might have to give it a chance.
A last chance?
Yes, a first chance.
What school?
It's East Mississippi Community College.
Oh, is that the same one they used last year?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Cakes, here's your description via IMDb in one sentence.
Theirs will be better than mine.
A Chicago-based financial advisor secretly relocates his family to the Missouri Ozarks when his dealings with the drug cartel go awry.
I mean, I was pretty close.
Pretty close.
I left out a few details.
And all this is on Netflix?
Netrix.
Netrix?
Right. Yes.
I've got to figure out how to work that.
Do you want a...
You're kidding, right?
Do you want a 5 in 2 or 3, however many women
sure.
you have left? How about this headline? I'll just give you the headline. Science proves it. Money really can buy happiness.
Why do you have to do a study? Why do you have to waste money on a study where we already know the results?
JP doesn't believe that, though.
Well, previously, there have been books that say that once you get to a certain threshold, which is lower than you'd think, where you're comfortable enough to pay all your bills, that making more money... doesn't actually bring
no, speaking
more happiness.
Of money, right, the market is open. Let me check my portfolio.
But what
my
it says
face.
Here is that money buys you time.
Look at my face right now.
And that time
look
brings
at my
you
face.
Happiness.
Look at the smile on my face.
I'm looking at it. Okay.
Not much.
Now, no smile. Nothing. No.
If I won the Powerball?
You might even show teeth if you won the Powerball.
But basically it says that money buys you time because the unhappy people,
yeah,
they can't spend their money on like handling household chores, shopping, you know, just let's say, having somebody clean your house,
right,
for example. So,
I would be frolicking every day if I won the Powerball.
Well, you
I
have
would
to
be
buy,
a frolicker.
You have to buy a ticket.
I buy tickets. Where are we at?
I think the Mega,
is there a Mega Millions, like 270 million?
Is pretty swole today.
It's 270, I believe. When's that drawing?
Tonight.
Ooh.
Is today Tuesday?
Yeah, I got to go.
Today's still Tuesday?
I got to get some ticks.
Yeah.
Kickety Takes. Who is joining the booth for NBC NASCAR coverage?
Dale Jr.
Dale Jr.
Of course I know that.
I was on the EP that
what
I didn't
did
get to. Mike Tyson say about Conor McGregor's chances
of
beating
He's going to get killed by Floyd. Floyd's going to kill him.
He's going to get killed
by He's going to be so dead.
By the way, all the big bets apparently are coming in on behalf of Mayweather. On McGregor. The vast majority of tickets, 93%, and money, 76%, on McGregor.
People taking a chance
Westgate.
On the dog.
Westgate said they took two low five-figure wagers on McGregor at plus 500.
Mm.
Michael
if
Irvin...
If it's fixed like a lot of people think, they'll be big fatties.
...had been accused of rape. He's been exonerated because when they did the toxicology report of the accuser, came up positive for several drugs, including cocaine and MDMA. Drugs the woman later admitted she took on her own.
I believe the MDMA is ecstasy.
And
I think that's
Michael
right.
Irvin said he will pay for his accuser's rehab, said she needs help. And finally, Paul George
some help.
Reportedly was one text away from being a Cleveland Cavalier, to be precise, according to ESPN. Text message from Indiana Pacers general manager Kevin Pritchard undid an agreement on a blockbuster deal for George that the Cavs were starting to celebrate, but then they got the text, and it was
Kyrie involved
Here's
in that?
Here's the text.
Thanks for being on, George.
Thanks for being on,
Well, there
on,
is a
George.
New Cav. It's Derrick Rose.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good fit.
He's broken down. He's hard to...
Better than what they had.
He's gimpy.
You wouldn't take Derrick Rose as your backup to Kyrie?
As your backup, it's not too bad. All right, got to get out of here for Bish. Cakes,
look at me.
JP.
Look at me, Cakes.
Granddaddy, boom. Up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.